Lord, let us draw near with a true heart to confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. Almighty God,
merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve thy terrible and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray thee of thy bounteous mercy, and for the sake of the holy innocence of Jesus Christ in death, of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being.
On this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you, and in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Amen.
We continue with the introit printed in your bulletin. Sing to the Lord a new song. Alleluia.
For He has revealed His righteousness in the sight of the nations. Alleluia.
His right hand and His holy arm
have worked salvation for Him.
He has remembered His steadfast love and faithfulness to the house of Israel.
And all the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God.
Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth.
Bring forth a joyous song and sing your praises.
Sing to the Lord a new song. Alleluia.
For He has revealed His righteousness in the sight of the nations. Alleluia. Thank you.
You make the minds of your faithful people to be of one will. Grant that we may love you, love what you have commanded, and desire what you promise, that among the many changes of this world, our hearts may be fixed where true joys are found. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Continue with the confessional reading for this morning. This is the Apostles' Creed, the third article. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church,
the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
What does this mean?
I believe that I cannot, by my own reason or strength,
Thank you.
Sunday after of Easter, is written in Isaiah, the 12th chapter, beginning with verse 1. In that day you will say, O Lord, I will praise you. Though you were angry with me, your anger is turned away, and you comfort me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For yea, the Lord is my strength and my song. He has also become my salvation. Therefore, with joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation. And in that day you will say, Praise the Lord, call upon his name. Declare his deeds among the peoples. Make mention that his name is exalted. Sing to the Lord, for he has done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Cry out and shout, O inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in your midst. Here endeth the Old Testament reading. The epistle reading is written for you in the book of James, beginning with the first chapter, verse 16. Do not be deceived, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. It comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. Of his own will he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we might become a kind of first fruits of his creatures. So then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, for the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Therefore lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. Here endeth the epistle reading. Please rise for the Alleluia verse, printed in your bulletin. Alleluia!
Alleluia! The right hand of the Lord exalts. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. Alleluia!
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, chapter 16, beginning with verse 5. Jesus says, But now I go away to him who sent me, and none of you asks me, Where are you going? But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. And when he has come, he will convict the world of sin, and of righteousness, and of judgment. Of sin, because they do not believe in me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father, and you see me no more. Of judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own authority. For whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. He will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore I said that he will take of mine and declare it to you. Here endeth the gospel reading. Let us confess our Christian faith with the words of the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light. begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and stood on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who is saved by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Please be seated as we continue with verse, or with hymn 387, verses 5 through 10.
Thank you.
declared righteous by God. The grace, mercy, and peace of Christ Jesus rest upon each and every one of you. Amen.
Amen.
The confessional reading this morning is from the explanation to the third article of the Creed in Luther's Small Catechism. This is where you confess your faith in the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is God. Just as the Father is God and just as the Son is God. The special work of the Holy Spirit is that He sanctifies. The Father creates. He created you through the Son and with the Holy Spirit, and He still takes care of you. The Son redeems. He redeemed you with His precious blood and His innocent suffering and death. The Father and the Holy Spirit did not suffer and die for you, but rather it was Jesus Christ, the eternal Son of the Father, who was made man in the womb of the Virgin Mary, suffered and died upon the cross for your sins, was raised from the dead. The Father created you, the Son redeemed you, the Holy Spirit sanctifies you. Your saints in Christ. To sanctify means to set apart for God's special purpose. To be made God's precious possession. The Holy Spirit sanctifies you by means of the Word of God. The Holy Spirit does not work apart from God's Word. But through the Word of God, the Holy Spirit sanctifies you by separating you from this sinful world and placing you into the Christian church. Now Jesus' disciples are sad because He tells them that He is going away to the Father. But Jesus tells them that it is to their advantage that He go away. Because if He does not go away, the Helper will not come to them. But if He does go away, He will send Him to them. This Helper is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit can only come to do the work of sanctifying you if Jesus first departs to the Father. This is because the work of the Holy Spirit is to bring you Jesus Christ, the Father, by the way of the cross, where He redeems you from all sin, death, and hell. If Jesus does not redeem you, then the Holy Spirit cannot sanctify you. The title Helper given to the Holy Spirit comes to you from the Greek word paraclete. It can also be translated comforter. The Holy Spirit comforts you by means of words, specifically the gospel that Jesus has redeemed you from sin and hell and has won for you salvation. The Holy Spirit works in the world because it is those in the world whom He seeks to sanctify. The ruler of this world is Satan. Because the world is full of sin and death, the world hates Christ and is in constant rebellion against God. So the Holy Spirit comforts you by taking you out of the world and placing you in the Christian church. By doing this, you are not of the world, even while you are in the world. This gives you comfort, even in the midst of sorrow. Now the Holy Spirit sanctifies you by means of the preaching of the Word. He convicts the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment. The Holy Spirit convicts the world of sin, because they do not believe in Jesus. All inhabitants of the world are born in sin, inheriting the desire to sin from their first father, Adam. However, because Jesus has borne the sins of the whole world, unbelief has become the only unforgivable sin. Only through rejecting Christ Jesus are your sins still bound to you. The Holy Spirit convicts the world of righteousness because Christ Jesus goes to the Father. Again, Jesus goes to the Father by way of the cross. The whole world is changed and convicted of righteousness since Jesus bore the sins of the whole world, and he has removed them from you. This means that the whole world is justified. The whole world is declared righteous and innocent of sin on account of Christ. Still, this is confusing. How can the Holy Spirit convict the whole world of sin and of righteousness? I mean, sin is the opposite of righteousness. The whole world is convicted of sin, since by nature all mankind is born under sin and in unbelief. The whole world is convicted of righteousness, since Christ Jesus has paid the debt. The whole world has won righteousness for you. Those of the world who do not believe in Jesus do not have his righteousness counted in their favor, because this righteousness can only be received through faith. While those who believe in Jesus do not have their sins counted against them, because Christ's righteousness puts away their sin. It is as the Holy Spirit speaks through St. Paul in his letter to the Christians in Rome. Therefore, as one trespass led to condemnation for all men, so one act of righteousness leads to justification and life for all men. For as by the one man's disobedience the many were made sinners, so by the one man's obedience the many will be made righteous. Therefore, it is clear that all sinners and all righteous, all are sinners by physical birth, all are righteous on account of Christ's reconciling the world to the Father by his suffering, death, and resurrection. But sin is not counted to those who believe, but only to the righteous of Christ. And the righteousness of Christ is not counted to those who disbelieve, but only their sins. Thus, the big difference is faith. This is why the Holy Spirit's work of sanctifying is accomplished only through the Word. Faith comes by hearing, in hearing through the word of Christ. The Holy Spirit convicts you by convincing you by means of the word that God is at peace with you on account of Christ. Your first birth of the flesh makes you sinners. But then the Holy Spirit gives you a second birth by way of the implanted word, which enables you to hold fast to Christ's righteousness through faith. This second birth is accomplished only by the Holy Spirit, ordinarily, usually through baptism. And the Holy Spirit continues to daily and richly sanctify reborn Christians by way of the preaching of the gospel and by using the sacrament, which is only empowered by the Word of God. Now, this is not self-righteousness. Self-righteousness is righteousness that you think that you have won by your own good works, as if you had earned it yourself. No, this righteousness that the Holy Spirit convinces you of is the righteousness of Christ, which is given to you as a gift and received through faith alone. Again, it is as the Holy Spirit inspired St. Paul to write to the Christians in Philippi, "For Christ's sake, I have suffered the loss of all things and counted them as rubbish, in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God that depends on faith." This is why you call the Holy Spirit the Comforter. He does not come to lay upon you another law, by which you attempt to become righteous before God, but only fail. A law that only shows you your sin and your guilt. No, the Holy Spirit is sent by Christ after he has won eternal redemption for you. The Holy Spirit comforts you by telling you that it has already been done for you, that you are redeemed, you are forgiven, you are righteous before God for Christ's sake. When you believe this, you are also sanctified and separated from the sinful world and placed into Christ's kingdom, the Holy Christian Church. Lastly, the Holy Spirit convicts the world of judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. The ruler of this world is Satan, who falsely judges and condemns you beyond his authority. You see, he is the enemy of God and of the Christian church. Satan has ruled ever since the fall into sin. The whole world is born under his influence until they are rescued by the Holy Spirit. The world of sin is judged along with its ruler, Satan. But those whom the Holy Spirit has sanctified, whom he has rescued from the world of sin and convicted of righteousness through faith in Jesus Christ, the Redeemer, they are not condemned by this world. Rather, they pass from judgment into eternal life. You know, it is an exclusive right of the Holy Spirit to judge. Because the Holy Spirit is God, and every judgment the Holy Spirit makes, he receives from God the Father through Jesus Christ, his Son. Nevertheless, Jesus teaches his Christians not to judge. Christians are not to judge where they have no right to judge. But rather, they are to leave judgment up to God and to those whom God has delegated judgment, such as parents, the church, the government. Christians are not to judge the motives of others, but are to put the best construction on everything. Rather than condemn others, Christians are called to forgive, as God in Christ Jesus forgave them. However, this does not mean that Christians are to make no judgments whatsoever. Christians are called to judge between right and wrong, to confess the truth, and to refute error. Now, one of the most ridiculous errors that Satan has convinced so many people of believing is that when Jesus says that Christians are not to judge, that Christians are not allowed to state what is right or wrong, to confess the truth, or to call sin, sin. I was once told that I was wrong to say that Jesus is the only way to heaven, because Jesus said not to judge. Well, how crazy would it be for Jesus to tell you that it is wrong to confess what he teaches you about himself? No, Christians are called to confess what the Holy Spirit says about sin, what the Holy Spirit says about righteousness, and yes, what the Holy Spirit says about judgment. Christians should call sin, sin, and unbelief, unbelief. Christians should confess Jesus as the Redeemer of the world and the one who gives his righteousness to whoever believes in him. And Christians should confess that God will judge the living and the dead. And this judgment will be determined on the basis of whether these people cling to sin and Satan or to Jesus and righteousness. Dear saints in Christ, the Holy Spirit convicting the world of sin and judgment is a terrifying thing for the unbelieving world, because it sets it at enmity with God. Nevertheless, the Holy Spirit still remains your comforter, because he sanctifies you by the gospel. He separates you from the sinful world and places you safely into the church of Christ, For you are clothed with the righteousness of Christ through faith alone. Jesus says in John's Gospel, "Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life. He does not come into judgment, but passes from death to life." Thanks be to God that you are not judged along with Satan. You're not found sinful along with the world. Instead, having believed in the redemption of Christ preached to you by the Holy Spirit, you are declared righteous by God. The Holy Spirit tells you how it shall be for the righteous in Psalm 37. The salvation of the righteous is from the Lord. He is their stronghold in the time of trouble. The Lord helps them and delivers them. He delivers them from the wicked and saves them because they take refuge in him. May this message from the Holy Spirit comfort you always. Amen.
Amen.
Now the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto everlasting life. Amen.
Amen.
Continue with the offertory. Church of God in Christ Jesus, and for all people according to their needs. Father, you have provided a well of salvation springing up from the empty tomb of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lead us to drink deeply from his word of life, and never neglect his gift of salvation. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
O Holy One of Israel, cause your spirit of truth to reign in the church, that what Christ has won for us would be declared joyfully and faithfully to sinners. Preserve our pastors, missionaries, and all who serve your word. Increase among us thankfulness for your compassion, for you are great in our midst. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Almighty God, you have enjoined us to the slow wrath, for the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Create in us kind and loving hearts, that we may love our neighbors and help and support them in every physical need. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
Lord of all, you sit in judgment over all the rulers of this world. Proclaim to them as the witnesses of your spirit concerning sin, righteousness, and judgment. Grant them ears to hear and the will to establish earthly righteousness. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord God, every good and perfect gift comes from you. Deal kindly with your servants who are sick, injured, or in need, including Roger, Sarah, Helen, Rod, Bev, Carlene, Carol, Pastor Mo, Denny, Ruth, Janet, Tammy, Roger, Rachel, Deanna, Robin, Deanna, Chuck, Gordon, Deb, Pastor Fish, Mary, Billy, the Vicar Langton family, and the Leslie family, and those we now name before you in our hearts. Renew those who you have created in love, and grant us your salvation. Lord, in your mercy, gracious Lord, we give thanks that in the waters of holy baptism we receive the forgiveness of sins, deliverance from death and the devil, and eternal salvation. On this baptismal anniversary, bless Donna, Raymond, and Jenny, continually by your word and spirit, that they may faithfully keep the covenant into which they have been called, boldly confess their Savior, and finally share with all your saints the joys of eternal life. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
Merciful Lord, send your Holy Spirit upon your faithful people, that convicted of their sin, they may be also convinced that the righteousness of Christ is theirs, and in such repentance and faith receive the things of Christ declared in this supper, his holy body and precious blood for the forgiveness of sins. Unite us by your spirit of truth and faith and confession, and comfort us with the knowledge that this world's prince is judged. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
O Heavenly Father, you have taught us the new song of faith by the works of your Holy Spirit. Quench in us, we pray, the old song of sin and death, which defies you and defies man. And let us sing with all Christians in your celestial harmony. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
Lord God, Heavenly Father, through your Son, you promised your Holy Spirit, who would convict the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment. Enlightened our hearts, that we would confess our sins, obtain everlasting righteousness through faith in Christ, and through every trial and temptation, abide in the consolation that Christ is Lord over the devil, death, and all things. We ask that you would graciously deliver us from all affliction, to make us partakers of eternal salvation, through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We continue with hymn 307.
Thank you.
right and salutary, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you. Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, and most especially we are bound to praise you on this day for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, the very Paschal Lamb, who was sacrificed for us and bore the sins of the world. By his dying he has destroyed death, and by his rising again he has restored to us everlasting life. Therefore, with Mary Magdalene, Peter and John, and with all the witnesses of the resurrection, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your holy name, evermore praising you and saying, sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Oh, risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve in body and soul, to the everlasting. Eat. This is the true body of Christ, given to death for your sin. Eat. This is the true body of Christ, given to death for your sin. Eat. This is the true body of Christ, given to death for your sin. Eat. This is the true body of Christ, given to death for our sin.
Eat.
This is the true body of Christ, given to death for your sin. Take, eat, the true body of Christ. God the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, keep in your baptismal grace. Take, drink, the true blood of Christ, shed for remission of all your sins. Take, drink, true blood of Christ, shed for remission of all your sins. Take, drink, the true blood of Christ, shed for remission of all your sins. Take, drink, the true blood of Christ, shed for remission of all your sins. Shed for remission of all your sins. Take, drink, the true blood of Christ. Shed for remission of all your sins. Now this true body and blood of our risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve your body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen.
Amen.
Take, eat. This is the true body of Christ, given to death for your sin. Take, eat. This is the true body of Christ, given to death for your sin.
Take, eat. This is the true body of Christ.
Thank you.
this true body and blood of our risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve your body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Serve the Lord. Out of thy mercy, thou wouldst strengthen us for the same in faith toward thee and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace.
Amen.